This week's parsha begins with Yisrei coming to join Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. The Midrash asks, Vayishma Yisrei, and Yisrei heard, Mashmua Shama Uva, what was the news that he heard that made him come? Rabbi Yeshua said, it was Melchemes Amalek. He heard about the war of Amalek, and this is what caused him to come. And the proof he brings is that the Melchemes Amalek is written at the end of Parshas Beshalach, and here immediately we have Yisrei coming. Rabbi Elazar said, no, it was Matan Torah that he heard, because when Hashem gave the Torah, everybody heard, everybody was shaken up. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kriyas Yamsuf Shama Uva, it was Kriyas Yamsuf that made him come. Why these three? Why not the Makkos? Why not Yetzias Mitzrayim? What was special about these three things that made Yisrei come, or that would have been one of them that made Yisrei come? And the answer is that these are the three things that everyone in the world heard. Because when the water split, the water everywhere in the world split. The sun stands still and everybody notices. And by Matan Torah, the whole world was silent. And everybody heard the Kolos Uvrakim. Perek Chaf Tes in Tehillim talks about it. Kol Hashem b'midbar, Kol Hashem b'koyach, Kol Hashem, the voice of Hashem is great. Kol Hashem shever arazim, it's breaking down the cedar trees. And everybody is trembling, and everybody around the world wants to know, what is this great noise? What are we hearing? Is there another Mabul? And they all run to their Navi. Their Navi was Bilam. And they say to Bilam, what's going on? And he responds and he answers, no, don't worry. There's no other destruction going on. It's not a Mabul. Hashem l'mabul yashav. Hashem has stopped making Mabuls. There's not going to be another flood. And they respond and say, maybe it's a Mabul of Esh. Maybe there's a flood of fire coming. No, no, answers Bilam. Ve'yeshav Hashem melech la'olam. Hashem has said, I'm sitting forever. I'm not destroying the world again. So what's going on? What's this noise? What's all the commotion? And he responds and says, Hashem oiz la'ama yitain. Hashem is giving oiz, he's giving strength, he's giving the Torah to his people. You're hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking his people and turning them into his nation. And they respond and say, oh, in that case, Hashem yivarech asamay vashalem. Let Hashem bench his people. We're going to go on with our lives. Everyone else heard and saw these nisim, but there was one who came, one who heard. One who did something about it. There is such a concept called Lidrosh et ha'emet, to look for the truth, to care, to be persistent. I think we can have a mashal from today's days. There's a clinic that's giving out monoclonal antibodies, and there's a bunch of people who are standing online and trying to get into the clinic, and as each one comes up to the desk, the person behind the desk says, I'm sorry, we've run out. We don't have any more today. Everybody hears this and leaves. One doesn't leave. He keeps on going back to the end of the line and coming back again and coming back again. And finally, when he comes back the fifth time, the person tells him behind the desk said, sure, you could step right in. There's a nurse and she'll give them to you. And he says, if you had it the whole time, why didn't you just tell me? Why did I have to come back five times? And the man behind the desk says, it's because we have very few doses available, and I have to make sure that I'm actually giving it to the people who need it the most. When you came back over and over and over again, I knew that you actually really needed this, and you will value it, and therefore I'm giving it to you. Yisrael went from one country to another, one religion to another, and he was not satisfied until he found the truth. Everyone made fun of him. We see his daughters were ostracized. And yet when he heard MS, he came immediately. And when he said, Atayya Dati, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol HaElohim, that Hashem is greater than any other God, he knew, because he had tried everything else. This is Yisrei, Asher Chazar Al Kol Batei Avodah Zarah Sheba'olam, V'lo Matza Behem Mamash. He was the one who went to every single house of Avodah Zarah in the world and he didn't find anything. Va'achar kach ba lehiskayer. And afterwards he came to be miskayer. Lazena elaymar atayadati. For this person, you could say, now I know that Hashem is greater than all other gods. We learn this lesson in a few places in this parsha. If indeed we would go with the Manda Amra that Yisrael came after Matan Torah, the question would be, why is it written before Matan Torah? Yisrael is the parsha of Matan Torah, but why do we have Yisrael coming if it's out of order? And to respond to this, we want to look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was Moshe the one, or what schus did Moshe have to be the one to be able to bring the Torah to Klal Yisrael? The Gemara in Saita brings the story of Amram. Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu's father, who separated from his wife, from Yocheved. And after that, the entire Klal Yisrael separated from their wives. This was not a private decision. It was a very public decision. And then his little daughter, Miriam, who must have been about 5 years old at that time, came and said to him, "Father, your gzera is worse than Parai's. Parai was gzera only on the boys. Your gzera on the girls as well." And Amram, to his credit and to his gvura, listened to his daughter and said, "This is truth." And even though the whole country knew about it already, and he was the Gadol Adar, if this is truth, I have to follow it. And it's in this kind of house where a Moshe Rabbeinu can be born. And this is exactly the story that Yisrael comes into. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of Klal Yisrael, and everybody knows it. And he has a system of the way that he listens to the population and he determines the shailas. And along comes his father-in-law Yisrael, a brand newcomer, has never been here in Klal Yisrael before. And he gives Moshe Rabbeinu advice, and astoundingly, Moshe listens to it. And we only have to put it into our heads as something that would happen today. You have a community that's been established for decades, and a newcomer comes in and says, "Why are you doing things like this? Why wouldn't you do things like that?" We would tell that person, "Thank you so much for your advice. Why don't you join our community for a week, a month, a year? And after you see and you learn a little bit, then open your mouth and give us advice. What are you giving us advice for now? You don't know anything." That was not Moshe Rabbeinu's response. Moshe Rabbeinu's response was, "He's speaking truth. And if he's speaking truth, I have to listen." This is the first thing in Parshas Yisrael, the Parsha of Matan Torah. And it teaches us that we have to be people who are seekers of the truth, who learn, Ezahu Chacham Haleimen Mikol Adam. And we are people who learn from everyone, as long as they're speaking truth. And we take the opportunity to grab onto that truth, no matter what else is going on around us. It doesn't matter. If this is truth, I have to follow it, even if I've been doing things differently my whole life, even if I have perceptions that are different, even though if I think differently. If I have been convinced that this is honest, that this is truth, that this is MS, I have to let go and I have to jump. We have these opportunities in our lives, moments of special spiritual light, and we can either grab onto it or lose it. Rus had to do the same thing. Rus had to make that monumental decision. Here I have two sisters, both exactly the same, both in the same exact place. There's no difference between them. Until Naomi pushes them away for one final time. Rus dafkaba. Rus decided to cleave. Arpa kissed Naomi and left, and Rus changed history. That one moment on the field of Moab was the moment that counted. Arpa descended that night to a level that we can't even imagine, and Rus dafkaba. They'll meet again on the battlefield. The two great-grandsons, Goliath across from David. Look what happens from a moment of seeking out the truth and cleaving to it. Dafkaba. And that is the scary part. And the Sefer Chazon Lemoed asks the question, why does it say that Yisrael heard about Milchemes Amalek? Why not about the victory of Klal Yisrael over Amalek? Why not that he heard about the defeat of Amalek? What is it about Milchemes Amalek that he heard that made him come? And the response may be, what he heard was that there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. And after Kriyas Yamsuf, Chil Achazia Shvei Palashas, everybody is petrified, everyone is shaking. The world has changed. And Amalek hears about this. And Amalek's reaction was not to be inspired and not to change their ways, but Amalek's reaction is, let's cool the hot bath. Let's throw some skepticism on all of this inspiration. How is it possible that Amalek could come and fight right after Kriyas Yamsuf? because this is the terrible, terrible danger. When a moment of inspiration happens and we don't grab onto it, when we see truth square in our faces and we choose to ignore it, we can't live with that cognitive dissonance. So we didn't get inspired. Instead, we have to turn ourselves off in such a way that an Amalek can actually come and fight immediately after Kriyas Yamsuf. Whenever we're inspired, whenever we have this opportunity, the Yetzirah will always come and try and knock us down. And then we get into the struggle with ourselves. What is it I'm supposed to be feeling? What is it I'm supposed to be doing? And so when we are inspired, when we see MS, when we see truth, we must do something about it and do something immediately. Even if it's a small thing, even if it's just sitting down and saying a parak of Tehillim, even if it's just picking up the phone and making a call to somebody who I meant to call so many times before and I haven't, even if it's just checking in on a friend, whatever it is that I'm going to do. Because the disastrous result of not acting on inspiration is that a person can see a Kriyas Yamsuf and respond with a Milchemes Amalek. Throughout, Amalek and Yisrael are foils of each other. And here's where it comes out quickly. It comes out so clearly. There's a Kriyas Yamsuf. Amalek responds by starting a war. And Yisrael responds by grabbing onto that inspiration, by being Doresh Et HaEmet, looking for the truth and going out and seeking it and finding it. Have a good Shabbos.